Hello and welcome to the second video in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. In this video, you'll learn how the app lifecycle works and how to save and restore app data and session state in a Windows Store app. Before we get started, let's review the lifecycle of a Windows Store app. As you can see in the slide, there are three possible states for an app: running, suspended, and not running. Let's start with the suspended state. An app can be suspended when the user switches away from it or when Windows enters a low power state. While your app is suspended, it continues to reside in memory so that users can quickly and reliably switch between suspended apps, resuming them. When your app is suspended and then resumed, you don't have to write any extra code to make it look as though it had been running the entire time. Your app can also be terminated. When the user closes an app by pressing Alt F4 or using the close gesture, the app is suspended for 10 seconds and then terminated. Windows can also terminate a suspended app at any time to free up memory for other apps or to save power. When the user closes an app by pressing Alt F4 or using the close gesture, the app is suspended for 10 seconds and then terminated. Windows can also terminate a suspended app at any time to free up memory for other apps or to save power. When your app is terminated, it stops running and is unloaded from memory. The important part here is that Windows notifies your app when it suspends it, but doesn't provide additional notification when it terminates the app. That means your app must handle the suspended event and use that event to save its state and release any exclusive resources. There are two types of data for you to manage in your app: app data and session data. App data is persistent across sessions and must always be accessible to the user. To store our app data, we'll use the roaming settings property of the Application Data Container class. The roaming settings app data container makes it easy to store data in a way that's accessible to the user across multiple machines, like a home and work PC. The data is automatically uploaded to the cloud in the background for you. Session data, on the other hand, is temporary data that is relevant to the user's current session in your app. You restore this data only if Windows suspends and terminates the app. To save session data in the navigation state of our app, we'll use the Suspension Manager class that's included in the Basic Page Item template. Step 1, using Suspension Manager. In Part 1, create a Hello World app, you replace the default main page file with one based on the Basic Page template. Microsoft Visual Studio adds several files to the project in the Common folder when we did that. One of these files contains the Suspension Manager class. Suspension Manager is a helper class that simplifies lifecycle management for the app. It does several things for you. It saves and restores the navigation state of the frame that hosts the app pages. In a single page app, saving the navigation state doesn't seem very important, but it becomes very important when you add multiple pages to an app. It also gives each page the opportunity to save and restore its state. Suspension Manager serializes the page state data and writes it to an XML file in your app's local storage. To use the Suspension Manager class in your app, you first need to register the main app frame. When you are done, Suspension Manager knows about each page in the app and it can save and restore the navigation state. To use Suspension Manager, let's collapse the Common folder. And what we're going to do is double click on app.xaml.vb to open that file. It'll increase our zoom here to 140% so we can follow along. And in the onLaunch method, let's just expand it here. What we're going to do is register the Suspension Manager. And I'll hit Shift-Alt-Enter to take us to full screen. And what we want to do is register our frame after it's created. So we see our frame is created here. Let's just add a line break. And let's call helloworld.commonSuspensionManager. And then use the registerFrame method. Now this takes two parameters. The first one's the actual frame, and we're calling our frame rootFrame. And the next parameter is a session state key that we're going to refer to this later. We'll just call this app frame. And we've now registered that root frame so the Suspension Manager knows about it and can save and restore the navigation state. Step 2, save the app state. Generally, there are two types of data that you want to manage in your app: app data and session data. App data is persistent across sessions and must always be accessible to the user. Session data, on the other hand, is temporary data that is relevant to the user's current session in your app. And for our app, let's switch back. Let's actually go to Solution Explorer and find mainpage.xaml and just double click it to open it. Let's increase the size here to 140%. And we're going to scroll down to where we had our stack panel. We're going to save the greeting output text block that's displayed when the user clicks the button. That value will be saved to session state. and we'll save the name input to app data. Now always save important app data incrementally throughout the life of the app. Because your app only has 5 seconds to run code in the suspending event handler, you need to ensure that your important app data is saved to persistent storage by the time it's suspended. To save our app data, we're going to use the windows.storage.applicationData object. This object has a roaming settings property that returns an application data container. You can use this application data container to store app data that persists across sessions. Let's store the user's name in the roaming application data container as the user types it in. Note, this tutorial shows how to use roaming settings. The roaming settings app data container makes it easy to store data in a way that is accessible to the user across multiple machines. Basically, the data is uploaded to the cloud in the background for you. You can also use the local settings app data container, which is named local settings, but you should only use it when you want to store machine-specific info. Save persistent app data as often as it makes sense in your application. Here, we're going to handle the textbox.textchanged event and save the username as the user enters it. To save app data, make sure you're selecting your name input and go to our properties window, and I'll just zoom in here. And what we're going to do is look for events. So click the event handler list. And these are in alphabetical order, and we're looking for the text changed event. In the text box for the event, we're going to name this name input text changed. And this will be the name of the function that handles the text change event. We're going to press enter, and you'll notice Visual Studio builds that event handler for us. Let's just zoom in here. And I'll full screen this as well. And we'll save the text value of that text box to a roaming settings value. And we'll do that. We'll just say dim. Let's call this roaming settings equals. And we're within the windows.storage.applicationData, because we're saving application data. And we say our current application data. And here we have the option to save to local settings or roaming. We're going to choose roaming settings and hit enter. Now let's just call roaming settings.values, which is a collection of key value pairs. Let's call this username. And we'll set the username equal to the name input text property. Let's quickly review. Anytime the text box changes, the text change event will fire. We'll get a reference to our current roaming settings, and we'll set the username equal to whatever is currently typed into the text property of that text box. So far, we've been saving the text box to application data and to the roaming settings container. Let's switch back to our main page.xaml. And now that we've saved the name input text box value to application data, we now want to use session state data to save the greeting output. Session data is temporary data that is relevant to the user's current session in your app. A session ends, meaning the data is lost, when the user closes the app, uses the close gesture, uses Alt F4, reboots the computer, or logs off the computer. For a greeting output text block, we're only going to restore this value if Windows suspends and terminates the app. You need to save the navigation state of the app frame so the app can be restored to the same page it was on, and so the suspension manager knows which page to restore the state of. You also need to save the state of the page itself. We'll use the suspension manager class to save session state in the application suspending event handler. So let's exit out of full screen mode, and in Solution Explorer, double-click app.xaml.vb to open that file. Now notice that in the app.xaml.vb file, we have an event handler for the application suspending event. This event handler gets called when Windows is about to suspend your app. This is your opportunity to save the state of the app in case it gets terminated. It saves the navigation state of the app and gives you the opportunity to save the session state of the active page. The first thing we're going to do is add the async keyword to the onSuspending method signature. So let's say private async sub onSuspending. And we need to add this to any method that is going to call awaitable code. So let's go here, and right before deferral complete, let's add a line break and add a little bit of code here to await our call to helloworld.common suspension manager, and we'll call the save async method. All right, now that we've done that, let's switch over to our mainpage.xaml.vb and just go ahead and double-click that to open that page. And we're going to go to the save state method and add some code to save that greeting output. And notice when this gets called, it has a page state variable. And what we'll do is just use our page state and set a key value here. And let's call this key greeting output text. So that's our key, and we'll set the greeting output.txt property to it. So just to recap here, we're going to call save state and save up to a page state variable named greeting output text, the actual text that was in the greeting output text block. And that's our session state. For our app data, we're going to use our app data roaming settings to save the username. Now let's go up to the build menu and select build solution. And you should see something like this that lets us know that our build succeeded. Step 3, restore the app state. Earlier you saw that our app.xaml.vb file contains code that handles your app's activation. There are many different ways to activate an app. Here we look at the launch activation and the onLaunch method. An app is launched whenever it wasn't running and then the user activates it. When an app is launched, Windows displays a splash screen for the app. Let's take a look at the code in app.xaml.vb. So in Solution Explorer, find app.xaml.vb and just go ahead and double click it to open it. The code defines an override for the onLaunched method. The code in this method is executed only if the activation is a launch activation. First, the code declares a frame and tries to assign the current window contents to it. If the window already contains a frame, which would be this, then the app is already initialized, so initializing the frame is skipped. If the app isn't initialized, meaning the root frame is nothing, the code creates a frame to host the app pages. You register the frame with the suspension manager, and next the code checks to see the previous execution state to see how the app was shut down. When the previous execution state is terminated, it means that the last time the app ran, Windows successfully suspended the app and then terminated it. In that case, you need to restore the app state. Next, the code checks to see if the frame contains any content. If the app is already running or the navigation state was restored, the frame already has content. Otherwise, the frame navigates to the first page in the app. In this case, it navigates to main page. Now that you know what happens when the app is launched, let's take a look at how to restore the app state. What we're going to do is add the async keyword to the onLaunch method signature. So go to the top and add async to our onLaunch method signature. And let's full screen this. And the first thing we're going to do is restore session state. Find the if statement where we're searching for application execution state of terminated. And what we're going to do is add some code to restore async using suspension manager. So we're going to await our call to helloworld.common.suspensionManager, and we're going to call the restore async method. Calling restore async restores the navigation state of the frame and then gives the page the opportunity to restore its content. So let's exit out of full screen mode, and we're going to jump to our main page.xaml.vb. So just double click that file to open it, and we'll full screen here. And while previously we saved our state to page state, now we're going to go up to this load state method to load it up again. So let's add a quick comment here that says we're going to restore values stored in session state. And before we restore our data, we're going to do a quick if statement to check on our page state. We'll say page state, and we just want to make sure that there's something there, so we'll say is not nothing. And we're going to add an also. We're going to make sure that the page state actually has the key that we added. So we'll use the page state contains key method. And we're looking for the greeting output text key. And if that's true, then we do have a greeting output and we should set it. So we'll say greeting output.text equal to that page state variable, which again we called page state greeting output text. And the one thing we do want to do is call toString on this to make it a string variable since we're setting a text string. Great, so now that we've restored our session state data, the next thing we want to do is restore our app data. And by that I mean the text box value that we entered into the name input text box. So let's say restore values stored in app data. Let's say dim, let's call this roaming settings again. If you remember, this is in windows.storage.applicationData.current, and we're going to use roaming settings. Before we set the name input text box, we're just going to do a quick if statement to make sure it actually exists, and we'll say roaming settings.values, and we'll use contains key, and we're going to be searching for the username key. If that's true, Then we can go ahead and just set nameInput.text equal roaming settings dot values, and we're going to use the username string again, and we'll call the toString method to set that to the text box text property. Let's do a quick recap of what happens in load state. First, we restore session state data for the key named greeting output text, assuming it actually exists. We find the text block and set the text property to the value in page state. And next, for our roaming settings for our application data, what we do is make sure that the username actually exists, and if it does, we're going to set the name input text box value, its text property, equal to that username. Let's exit out of full screen mode and click F5 or this run button. And first, let's just type in somebody special, hit our button. There we see our greeting value in our text input. Let's switch back to Visual Studio and click stop and click run again. Now, because the text value was saved to roaming settings, it's called in the page state and actually restored. The text value was saved anytime the text changed in that text block automatically to roaming settings. Now, the greeting output, however, was a session state variable, and that we need to do a special thing in Visual Studio to be able to test and see what happens to simulate suspending our app. So let's click say hello again, and now we know this text block has a value. And to simulate suspending, terminating, and restoring an app in Visual Studio, click Alt Tab, and in this dropdown, I'm just going to zoom in so you can see it, select suspend and shut down. So go ahead and click that. And Visual Studio simulates suspending and terminating your app, so the suspending event fires and our session state management code is executed. Now let's run our app again, and we'll see that our session state data was loaded directly into the greeting output text block.
Congratulations, you've completed part 2, Manage App Lifecycle and State. You learned how to save and restore app data and session state in a Windows Store app. Now in the next part, part 3, Navigation Layout and Views, we'll show you how to navigate between pages, how to add an app bar for navigation, and we'll design a fluid layout for our photo page that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views. Mm-hmm.